morning, we're continuing with Chayadim, Klal Lamed Zayin, and we're looking at Simen Zayin. So the Chayadim introduces an idea that with a kli which has a tzedek and it has a crack in it is different than when it has a hole. We could have argued when it has a crack, so if liquid is not going out or going out only in the level of Moti Mashka, maker, then it's considered a kli. In regards to Chistuma, it can hold liquid. And so it's a kosher kli. And many times that's true. A crack is thinner than a hole, and it's not necessarily leaking liquid or leaking significant amounts of liquid. On the other hand, the tendency of a crack is that it tends to continue to, once there's a crack on the kli, as you use it, it tends to extend further and further. So do we say that it's mevatel the shem kli due to that tendency or not? So that's what the Chayyam is going to deal with here in Simen Zayin. So this is really machlokes between the Taz and the Bach. So the Bach says this argument that a crack is worse than a hole because of the tendency for it to continue to enlarge and get worse. And the Taz disagrees and says that we deal with it with the same rules of having a hole. And a situation where it has a hole, so mikra, then it's only motzi mashka, it's not a karnes mashka, it's still kosher mikra, then we should prefer not to use it. And if it has a neck of which is karnes mashka, which is larger, you can't use it. Like we saw before. But the Chayyam follows the opinion of the Bach that a crack is worse. Klishan istak misad echot. Abavishayna alakamotzi mashka. So it's only letting out small amounts of liquid. En litabar elabashazat chak. So you should not use it unless the person has no other solution. The person can use it because they'll rely on the opinion of the Taz that it's still kosher. But a person should not use it because, according to the Bach, it's not an acceptable kli. We argue that this is worse than a case of a hole because the nature of a crack is that it tends to extend to the point where the kli is going to actually fall apart. So the Chayadim over here gets involved in bringing a source with this idea that we deal with a crack in a different way, in a more stringent way than we deal with a hole, in regards to Hilchos Shofar. So by a shofar has a hole. If the hole doesn't change the sound of the shofar, and the minimal size of a shofar, it's the minimum size of a shofar is, if you put your hand around it, which is a tefach, the shofar will still be visible on either end slightly. So it's a little more than a tefach. So if there's a share of a shofar there, so the fact that there's a nekev there is not problematic unless the nekev is going to change the sound of the shofar, of the fact that there's a hole there. I'm oversimplifying it for the purposes of our discussion. This is really machloek, is how you apply the issues of changing the sound in the neck of. But it continues and it says, but in a case where there is a crack, even though there's still a shear shofar, so the shear shofar, as we said, is so you have a shofar which extends for 3 tefachim, and the minimum shear of a shofar is a tefach plus, and that's totally intact. As you move further along the shofar, there's a crack. So look at that, it's possible, because the nature of a crack is that it tends to continue to crack. Especially when you blow through it, the way the sound of a shofar works is partially by the vibrations which a person places into the walls is what generates the, by blowing into it, the walls vibrate, and that creates the sound, helps create the sound. So something which has a crack and you vibrate it, the crack's going to extend and get bigger and bigger. So the luck is, by the case of the shofar, and that's possible, even you still have a shear, it's possible, because since the nature of this damage is that it's going to continue and get worse and worse and worse, it's like it's already happened, it's possible immediately. So he says you can apply a similar concept over here. Obviously, it's not exactly the same. Over there, the nature of the usage causes it to get worse. But even though the person could argue, but I'm using it right now, and my blowing right now is not going to make it become a puzzle. Eventually, we're over a period of multiple uses, that's going to happen. So for this usage right now, it's not going to happen. Let it be kosher. So Chayadim's point is, we introduce this concept, since it's going to eventually deteriorate based on what the nature of this type of a damage, that it tends to just get worse and worse and worse. It's if it's here already, the psul on the kli is bottled. So similar over here. The Mishabura adds a few points. Mishabura says that this is, so that number one, by kli's schuchis, which putting cold or hot into the kli can challenge it. A kli which has a crack and you put hot into it, a kli which is made to be hold, use hot and cold, and then you put hot into it and there's a crack already, the crack is going to extend and break the kli. So that kli is possible for tinsel time, even though you're not using it for hot. If a kli is only made to use for cold and not for hot, so that psul that it can't hold hot like it can hold cold is not true. On the other end of the spectrum, kelim made out of metal, where a crack does not tend to necessarily continue to extend, at least over a brief period of time, a very long period of time, maybe it does, but in general it does not continue to extend due to its, just the presence of it. That there, the Mishabura says that he will follow the opinion of the Taz, that we judge a nistak with the same halachas that we judge a nikiv. The Chayyim brings a raya from Mishnah Maseches Bora, and the discussion of the Tosfos Yom Tov over there, which seems to talk about that a place where there is a effect on the same kli. If there's a crack and the crack's going to let out any type of mashka at all, even though it's not enough to normally be mivatel the same kli, the Tosfos Yom just says that would be considered a bit on the same kli, which would be a raya to his concept. So definitely a person should try and avoid, if you have a kli, plastic cup, metal cup, meeker than you can be semich. If it has a crack, it's not going to extend unless through a long period of usage, and that's irrelevant. But the chaskila person should try and avoid using any kli which has a crack. Have a good day.